Dallas with me tonight. There we go. Right then, my guest has arrived to the studio and it is ahead of their new live experimental Scratch Night. It's happening at Constellations and I'm joined by the organiser of it, Pierce Starr. What a name.
Hello,
Pierce,
how are you doing?
Starr. Is that your real name?
Yeah, that's what I go by.
Birth certificate and everything.
Well, yeah, I changed my name when I was like, when I was a bit younger, so it's Pierce Starr now, yeah, because that's like my stage name, so yeah.
Pierce Starr, I like it, it's like a wrestler.
Oh. I actually quite liked wrestling when I was younger. So
yeah, mate, it's
maybe
so
that's
is.
Probably why then.
New world champion. Yeah, okay, well, anyway, we're not here to talk about wrestling.
Go for it.
In the intro then, we just said, and I was doing a little research and stuff about this event that's happening at Constellations.
Cool.
It's described as live experimental scratch night.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, so basically it's a performance art and live art experimental scratch night. So scratch is basically like if you've got an itch that you want to scratch, that you basically get to scratch it and then it relieves that itch. So so if you think about that, like getting up on a stage, you know, you might have an idea that you want to kind of like just explore, you share it with an audience and then you get some feedback and then it kind of relieves that kind of curiosity.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, so, yes, yes.
But traditionally, like a lot of these scratch events, they tend to be like you get up on the stage, have a 10-minute slot and then you get off the stage in its traditional format. But we're trying to do it with a bit of a twist. So so basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to kind of give live artists and performance artists the opportunity to basically to have a bit longer time to actually perform, because we realise that not every performer actually has a 10-minute piece. They might have a 2-hour piece, for instance. So how do you cater for those people that actually have created a bigger piece or their works are kind of more durational in their very nature? So we're trying to like reach out to artists that, you know, might not fit into that 10-minute category.
So this is happening in the Constellations?
It's happening in Constellations,
so is it going to be like one performance or one person per night, or have you got like a different type of things going on?
So it's one event, and then within that event, so it's going to be from 7 till 11, we'll have 11 performers, and each of them will be basically doing something that's completely different. So
okay,
it'll be a
cool.
completely different performance. So it'll be like 11 performances all happening through that night. There might be 2 or 3 performances happening simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives like the viewer the opportunity to kind of go to one performance, maybe see a bit of that if they want to, or go to another performance and kind of get a bit of a flavour of that. And the idea is that the viewer can basically walk around all of these different works and just get a completely cool experience of performance.
Okay, I'm with you. The name of it, Spill Your Tea. It's kind of like, I'm like, spill your tea?
Where it's a bit random, I know.
Yeah, it's a bit random. Where did you get that name from?
So basically, both my parents are actually profoundly deaf and they use British Sign Language. And my first language was British Sign Language. I learned to speak when I was actually 3. And so basically, when I was a teenager, me and my mum were actually having an argument. I was trying to get my point across to my mum and she wouldn't actually look at me. And obviously, with her being deaf, I couldn't just actually shout out what I wanted to say. Obviously, I needed to obviously get her attention to look at me so I could obviously sign what I wanted to say to her. And she was closing her eyes and she was looking left and right and just refusing to look at me. And I was getting more and more and more frustrated.
Yeah.
And then she was signing. So obviously, I could see what she was saying, but she wasn't allowing me to say what I wanted to say. So eventually I got so frustrated that I had a cup of tea in my hand. I deliberately poured it on the carpet, but the reason for that was because I was feeling so frustrated as well. So I think it was like an overspilling of my own emotions. And obviously my mum just turned and looked at me like in horror. She was completely shocked that I'd obviously poured this cup of tea all over a new carpet. And so for me, like looking back at that now, obviously, you know, we can laugh about it now, but obviously at the time it wasn't like that. But looking back at that, you know, me holding that cup of tea and pouring it on the carpet and my mum looking at it, it was like I was doing a performance and she was like my audience, you know, and her reaction was just, you know, as maybe an audience might react to something on the stage. So I thought that was a really quite fitting title for a performance art event, you know, actually. And spill your tea also means to spill your truth. It's slang for spilling your truth. So I thought, wouldn't it be really cool if you could ask some artists to come together and actually just spill their truths in a community that's supportive, and just to see what would happen.
Cool. Have you taken this show anywhere else? Has it been performed or?
So this is our first event, and I mean, I've just come back to the city. I mean, I was born here and left when I was 16 months old. My father's side of the family still live in Liverpool, and I've come back to the city because, you know, it's got a really strong art scene here, and performance and live art used to be quite strong in terms of its experimental.
Yeah.
It used to be really strong in Liverpool, but it seemed to have just kind of died out because I think, you know, problem was that there were institutions that were supporting it, but unfortunately they dropped the baton. So so basically live art and performance art just seemed to have faded. And I guess coming back here, and I'm a live artist, performance artist, and I kind of just felt like it was important for me to kind of take that responsibility to try and help, along with, you know, many other people in the city that are doing something to try and support live art or performance in its very nature. I felt like it was my responsibility to come and try and help that and see what I could do to kind of contribute to sort of trying to revive that scene.
You've definitely got me intrigued anyway. It sounds interesting. So what kind of, you know, would you say it's like takes a certain type of person to come and enjoy Spill Your Tea, or are you trying to get as many people as you can, like literally open to suggestion kind of thing?
Well, you know, we're not stopping anybody from coming. I think the only thing that I would say is that, you know, the kind of performances that are going to be shown are not for the faint-hearted. So we're not censoring works. You know, so some of the artists that actually might be performing as part of their works, they might be exploring something that's really personal to them. And as part of the ideas behind their works, they might be sharing works that might contain blood or, you know, so the kind of works they might be actually for somebody who, you know, as I said, and it's not for the faint-hearted. So if somebody comes and sees something that has blood, that might kind of be quite offensive to them. So what I'm saying is that, you know, to just be mindful that actually these works might be quite graphic in their nature, or they could offend. But I think ultimately it's about these artists having that space and that platform to be able to share some of their ideas and some of their feelings. And, you know, I don't want to stop that. I don't want to censor that. I want to kind of promote that and give people that platform, because where can they do that elsewhere? So
are they local performers too?
So for our first event, we've got five local artists that are from and around Liverpool area, and we've also got some artists that are outside of Liverpool as well that are traveling from as far as Glasgow and London that are going to be coming to do a performance as well, as part of the event.
I'm intrigued. I'm sure people listening are intrigued as well. Where can people get more information, tickets and info in general?
Yeah, so with regards to kind of getting more information, they can go onto our Facebook page that we've set up, and that's facebook.com/DripLiverpool. And also we've got a Skiddle page, so that's where they can get tickets for the event.
And through that, would you search Spill Your Tea for that?
Yeah, but yep. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll be able to then click on the event, and that will take you to the Skiddle page. And tickets at the moment are £5. But what we're kind of trying to do as well is we're trying to be mindful of the artists and actually treat them with a lot with respect. So with regards to the ticket sales, all of the profit that's made from the event goes straight back to the artist. So each and every one of those artists are equally, you know, that money is equally shared amongst all of those artists. And also for individuals that might not be able to afford to come to the event, we're not going to stop them from coming in. So, you know, if they can only pay a quid, then pay a quid. If they can pay more, then great. But if they can't pay anything, we're still going to let them in. And then for people that have a bit more disposable income, if they want to pay for somebody else to come in, then that's great as well. So we're trying to be mindful and trying to be respectful to people's circumstances. And, you know, and the whole idea is that we want to try and create an ethical event that's respectful of the artist and also respectful of the people that are coming to obviously witness the event.
Is this something you'd like to have happen regularly, like every other month or something like that? Would you like to see it build more?
The idea at the moment is that we're taking one step at a time, obviously. We don't want to run before we can walk. But it would be really great if we could start to carve this out as an event that happens every 3 months. So that gives us time to obviously prepare, to call out to the artists and, you know, and ask them to share proposals. Because that's another thing, we're not asking them to apply or submit, because we don't want them to apply and submit their works to us. We want them to share, and, you know, we want to support them. So it's kind of about trying to, you know, and the other thing that we're doing as well is it's a first come, first serve. So when they share their proposals, you know, whoever comes first in terms of that sharing of a proposal, they will get the first slot. Yeah. So we're not selecting people. There's no kind of favoritism. Mm-hmm. Everybody's treated with respect, and everybody will eventually get the opportunity to perform. That's cool. Kind of how we want it to be. So that's how we're carving it out to be, and hopefully if we could get it to roll every 3 months, that gives us time to obviously get those artists to kind of share their proposals, and then for us to actually really think about how we're promoting them and promoting the event, and creating, I suppose, a community where we can be really supportive and share and give them that sense of support that they need, really.
Spill Your Tea is coming to the Constellations. It's happening on what date?
It's happening this Thursday, 1st of August at 7 p.m.
All right, then. So head on down to that. Piers, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
It'd be great to get you in. Go online and check out on the Facebook page. You can also check that too. And you said that was Drip, was that?
That's right. It's facebook.com/DripLiverpool.
There we go. Piers, pleasure to have you in, mate.
Thank you very much.